If you are going to be out at sea paddling or perhaps sailing in the next couple of days and you happen to spot a turtle swimming past, I hope you will take a moment just to raise an oar or dip a sail, because it could be a very special turtle, one of a group that has just been given a second chance at life wild in the ocean by the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation. Because yesterday they released 44 turtles back into the sea off Hout Bay. These are all animals which have been rehabilitated over the last few months after being found stranded on various local beaches. It's always a pleasure to have Renee Loewner of the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation with us. She speaks, of course, as a communications head for the whole aquarium as well. Renee, welcome. Lovely to have you with us.
Hello, Pippa. It's so great talking to you again. Yes.
So lovely to have a story of the turtles going back to sea rather than the turtles being found and needing care. Remind us of the story here. These 44 turtles were all found on local beaches at some point in the last year or two.
Yes. So 14 of those little turtles were post-hatching, and those are the ones that quite small. They weigh up to about 1.5 kilograms. And then four were sub-adult turtles. And all of them were found from Straits Bay all the way around to Paternoster. So they shouldn't be on our beaches. They do come fairly close to our coast at a certain time of the year, yeah, but they should never be on our beaches. They were all brought to the aquarium to be rehabilitated because they come in with various injuries and illnesses, and we rehab them, and our aim is always to release. And, that's what we got to do yesterday.
It must be so exciting for your team to see them swimming away and know that you have basically saved them from a life of either being in a tank for the rest of their lives or perhaps not even making it at all. Renee, must be such gratifying work for the team to be able to sort of bring the story to an end like this.
It's definitely a bittersweet story for a lot of our team, because a lot of them become quite attached to their little patients. And they all have names, and they all looked after really to the absolute best of the team's ability and beyond. We have amazing people who are supporting us with MRIs and CT scans and physiotherapy and veterinary services. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into the rehab. It depends on what is wrong with the turtle. It can be anything from, like, Jerry that we released yesterday. She had a satellite tag detached. She only has three flippers. We'll be absolutely fine out there. But she came in with an injury to one good front flipper, and various other issues. She was rehabilitated very successfully, and she's out there, and we're tracking her.
I love the fact that you're able to keep an eye on them, at least via the satellite tag, to know where they've gone. Renee, how many, as a matter of interest, how many of the turtles that are brought into you are victims of plastic pollution? I think it's a quite large, significant percentage, isn't it?
Yeah, last year, the number that brought, 71% of the turtles that were brought into the aquarium exhibited signs of plastic ingestion, whether it was pooping it out or whether unfortunately succumbing to it.
Wow.
So that's 71%. And if you consider that we still have turtles left over that we couldn't release, so you can imagine out of that 44, that's considerable. And a lot of them are the very small turtles, those hatchlings, the ones that we need to give the extra chance or another chance to, because they're the ones that need to grow up and, keep the species going.
Yeah.
Those ones are the most susceptible to the plastic, because they eat what floats around them, and plastic floats.
Yeah.
And that's what they eat.
It's distressingly high, that percentage, Renee. You mentioned the ones who haven't yet been put back into the sea, and I can't let you go without asking how your poster boy Bob is doing.
Poster boy Bob, you don't want to know. He is, he still don't quite know which one it is. Every time we do an ultrasound, the telltale signs are hidden. So we just keep calling Bob a he. Bob is doing really well. Bob is under intensive rehabilitation at the moment with the aim to release. When that will be, we can't say, because it is we have to make sure that when you release an animal, we are 100% sure that that animal will be able to fend for itself. So Bob has a personal trainer, And somebody that is specifically dedicated to him, one person that works with him continuously, and one person that makes sure that his rehabilitation is continuous and will hopefully be successful pretty soon, and we can put Bob back.
That would be amazing. I know Caroline Hanks would love to see that happen. Just a reminder to listeners, she's the athlete who did that extraordinary double 13 peaks run last December to raise money for Bob's rehabilitation. Renee, the final question. I mean, it's wonderful to know that these 44 are out there, hopefully swimming off to a better life out there in the big wide sea. If somebody should, though, find a turtle washed up on a beach or in distress along our coastline, how do they connect with the aquarium to ask for help from the foundation?
Okay, so just quickly update on Caroline. She has just about reached her target of 70,000.
Oh, great.
So she is like really, I think she's on 66,000 rand at the moment to raise for Bob. And if you find a turtle on our coast, from March, April, we start finding hatchlings again. But if you find a turtle on our coast, the Cape Coast, you can phone the aquarium. We'll put you in touch with the people that you need to be in touch with. Or you, that's the first thing that you need to do. And we'll take it from there. We all know exactly what to tell you what to do. We also have points along the coast. It just depends on in which town you are. So like in Nierenberg, it's Shark Spotters. Quite a few of the towns, the NSRI are involved. They know what to do. And they will all bring them back to us for rehabilitation so that we can ensure that these turtles are given a second chance.
Renee Loewner, lovely to chat to you, and what a great good news story to share today. 44 turtles back in the sea where they belong, thanks to the team's hard work on their rehabilitation. The Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation, thank you all for the hard work that goes into saving these animals, and appreciate you joining us today.